Ron Blessy for interesting conversation, refreshments, and a tour of this new and significant six-home compound. Designed and built by the master builder and architect team of Doug McDowell and Jim Satzinger, these six single-family homes are being constructed to the highest standards of green building. Energy-efficient, one-level, two- and three-bedroom homes, most with casitas, are designed and built for quality and comfort. With ample natural light, great art walls, landscaped portales, and entry courtyards, these homes feature solar and thermal energy elements for healthy and clean living environments. For information, call 470-6263. That's 470-6263. And join us today at noon at 610 Garcia Street for all things real estate.
Talk 1260 KTRC. It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live listener interactive real estate radio show. Now, here's your host, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Good afternoon and welcome to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, the best place for real estate news and commentary. This is Ray Post, associate broker with Sotheby's International Realty, and I invite all of you to join us at 612 Garcia Street on the historic east side of Santa Fe at the Las Placitas Compound, a new six-home community being constructed to the highest standards of green building. The easiest way to get here is to go to Acequia Madre off of Paseo de Peralta, then go south on Garcia to number 612. You'll see all sorts of Sotheby's International Realty signs, and when you get here, just come to the back of the compound and take a tour of this unique green community in the making. You'll also be able to enjoy some food and refreshments and hear the real estate commentary of all my special guests. So come on over to 612 Garcia Street right off of Acequia Madre near Canyon Road on the east side of town. Joining me in a few minutes to offer their ever-thoughtful real estate observations are my two co-hosts today, the well-regarded Sotheby's International Realty brokers, Marilyn Foss and Kevin Bobalski, and providing some very interesting commentary later on in the program are the master builder and architect team that conceived of and are constructing this unique Las Placitas compound at 612 Garcia Street, Mr. Doug McDowell and Jim Satzinger. And as always, I invite you to go to our website to see all the businesses who are fans of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services. Simply go to allthingsrealestateradio.com. Again, that's allthingsrealestateradio.com. And one of these companies, I Need a Wife Concierge Services, is ready to offer a variety of professional cleaning and client assistance services. So give my friend Glenna Bush a call at 505-913-0410. Again, that's 505-913-0410. And remember that you can have your friends all around the country actually tune in to All Things Real Estate via the Internet. Simply go to SantaFe.com at noon Mountain Standard Time, click on the 1260 KTRC logo, and then hit the Stream Live button. Now, last week we heard from listeners in New York, Las Vegas, and Houston, and they all told us that they are now regular listeners of the show via the Internet, which we are delighted to know about. So, again, go to SantaFe.com at noon on Sundays, click on the 1260 KTRC logo, and press the Stream Live button. So with Gino Thompson, my producer, back at the KTRC studio, and Braden and Tyler, my talented technicians here at 612 Garcia Street, I want to launch into the show by introducing Ron Blessy, broker owner of Home Buyers Mortgage, for this week's installment of the Home Buyers Mortgage Handbook. As always, welcome to the show, Ron.
Good afternoon, Ray. Thank you.
Now, I understand that you're going to be giving us a tutorial on the best way to pick a loan officer. Isn't that the topic today?
That is correct. What you need to know about your mortgage loan officer is my topic for today. On August 1st, 2009, the state of New Mexico enacted into law Senate Bill 342, titled the New Mexico Mortgage Loan Originator Licensing Act. That's quite a mouthful. This long-awaited legislation required persons doing business as loan officers to complete a requisite amount of educational hours, submit to credit and background checks, and pass both a national and state test in order to obtain a license. Conversely, though, employees of banks doing business as loan officers did not have to do that because they are being regulated by different federal regulatory agencies. So at that time, they were not required to do that. By the end of this year, that will change, and anyone doing what I do will have to be licensed. Also, anyone that's even quoting terms, now that could be an attorney, that could be a loan processor, an underwriter, those folks have to be licensed as well, which is very different from what it used to be. So the feds have really kind of tightened up on what they require those quoting terms and originating loans to do. Also, on July 21st, 2010, President Obama signed into law the Dodd-Frank bill. This sweeping legislation of the financial industry put into law additional requirements that protects the consumer from unscrupulous practices. So no more bait and switch. The consumer does not have to worry about getting to the closing table and finding out that their interest rate's higher, their fees are higher. So there's a very, very tight set of criteria that we all have to follow. So I would say, after saying all this, that it's important for the consumer to ask their loan officer, how long have you been originating loans? Because the assumption these days would be, if a person is still engaged in the process, they are educated, licensed, and proficient.
Right.
And certainly referrals from friends, family, or your realtor is very important. So I certainly meet all those criteria, and certainly if any of the listeners out there have any questions, I'm always available to ask those questions, and I'd be happy to fill them in.
Well, excellent summary about that selection process for anyone that's considering bringing a loan officer into their transaction. And Ron Blessy is actually going to be on the show later on to talk a little bit more about this, drill down a little bit, and also talk about this fabulous location that we're at today. So, Mr. Ron Blessy, again, with Homebuyers Mortgage, thank you very much for the Homebuyers Mortgage Handbook, Chapter 4 today.
You're welcome.
And with that, I'd actually like to switch gears and welcome my Sotheby's International Realty broker colleagues, Marilyn Foss and Kevin Bobowski, to the show. These two folks actually are the listing brokers for where we are today, the Las Placidas compound. Guys, why don't you put your headsets on so you can hear what's going on. And make sure you talk into the microphone so people out there can hear you. Anyway, welcome to All Things Real Estate, guys. How you doing, Kevin?
Good, good. Thank you for having us.
Well, Marilyn, this is the second time we've done a remote broadcast in just a matter of a few weeks. Delighted to have you back on the show.
And I'm glad to be here, Ray.
Well, I tell you what, let's give everybody out there in the listening audience sort of a summary of what this fabulous compound is all about. And this is six homes here on the historic east side of Santa Fe. Again, we invite everyone to come on over. There's a little rain going out there, but I still see blue sky, so we invite you to come on over to 612 Garcia Street and take a look at what the master builder and the architect have actually designed. Marilyn, why don't you start off by, from a listing broker standpoint, what listeners are going to see when they come here today?
Well, we're very excited to have people come, first of all, because Doug McDowell and Jim Seitzinger are here, and they're going to talk about the project and the green aspects of it, which I think people will find highly interesting. But we have one that's probably at least, what is it, Doug, two-thirds complete? About two-thirds complete, so people can come and see what the materials actually are before the walls are plastered and stuccoed over, which we'll be talking about a little later. And you can see the how big the yards are and the yard walls. And one thing that I find particularly interesting is that all the rock that you're going to see, the boulders that are used for landscaping, and they're all from the site. And We have one home that's complete with the owners living in it that's right next door to this unit, so you can see what a finished product looks like from the outside. And this is the only project currently under construction on the east side, the historic east side. We're very excited about it. We have three more to sell. We're 50% sold out, and we're looking forward to having people come and meet us and see what we're doing here.
Well, excellent summary. Marilyn Foss, again, one of the co-listing brokers of the Las Placidas compound. Kevin, this is a very unique location. There are very few homes, single-family homes in Santa Fe that can claim the qualities that these structures have. And later on in the show, I'm going to be talking to Doug and to Jim about all those different elements. But as a listing broker, you must be pretty excited about being able to offer this to the public.
Yeah, I really, really am. When Doug first approached me on this, I thought it was brilliant because we've all, Marilyn, Doug, and I have all been in real estate with quality people looking for quality homes for about 80 years, you know, in combination, about 25, 30 years each. So what we saw was a trend, and what that trend was that these people who we had sold or built huge homes for were suddenly saying, I don't think I need all this.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot to care for. There's a lot to worry about. And I'm looking for simplification. And so the niche was built in this beautiful location on the east side so that people could simplify their lives but still have a great quality of life. So it's indoor-outdoor living. His natural light, the quality of air, the feel of these properties is much larger than they are.
Mm-hmm.
But we had people living in 7,000 square feet that are now comfortable in 2,500 to 3,000 square feet because of the way these are designed. And that's been really exciting. And all of our sales here have been people who have lived in Santa Fe for a long time.
Right. And one of the interesting things is that this is a six-home compound community.
Yes.
I believe you've already have three of the properties under contract. One actually is being occupied.
It's two sold, one under contract.
One under contract, okay.
And the thing is, these are single-family homes, and that's real important to note. Everybody has about a quarter of an acre, so these aren't condominiums. These are single-family homes.
Right.
LEED certified and Doug McDowell constructed. So.
Right, and again, we're going to get into that. But one of the amazing things, and again, this was what I'm sure for you and Marilyn makes it very interesting, is that Doug and Jim put just about everything, but maybe the kitchen sink too, into all the green aspects that are available out there. And I'm going to talk to them later about the tax incentives that are available in that regard as well to people. But all of this is very attractive as people look at downsizing and also taking advantage of cost-saving ways of living in a beautiful setting.
And it's also a bit of philanthropy. They want to do something good for the earth.
Uh-huh.
They believe that they're cutting down from a 7,000 square foot to a 3,000 square foot is helping, and then to have all of the quality and LEED green certified technology that's in this, it's really a good thing for everybody, the planet, and for them, and for the community.
And for the community, and for those lucky six homeowners that live here. Marilyn, I've got about a half a minute to go. Any other thoughts you want to share with the listeners before I let you guys go on to being real estate brokers?
If you come down, you can see the quality of the natural light in this home, which is truly amazing. We don't have any lights on, and it's so light and bright in here. I just hope people will come and visit us so they can see the project and how wonderful it is.
Okay, well, with that, I invite you to come on over here to 612 Garcia Street. Again, this is the Las Positas compound. We are here broadcasting live today. I have Marilyn Foss and Kevin Bobalski, the co-listing brokers, with me. They're going to go off and sort of do their thing, come back later on the show. So, Gino Thompson, let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're actually going to talk to the builder and the architect that conceived and are constructing this beautiful compound. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute.
Stevens, a consignment gallery, Santa Fe's premier consignment service. Decorators, dealers, motion picture industries, and your source for quality furniture, antiques, art, silver, jewelry, and estate items. From the funky to the formal, Stevens has what it is that you want. Because new inventory arrives daily, it's likely that Stevens will have that special piece or that functional furnishing that you want. Stevens also offers timely appraisal services, as well as estate and house sales. For over 26 years, Stevens has served the Santa Fe community with trust, integrity, and honesty in all their dealings with their customers. So if you're looking to purchase or are looking to sell, Stevens, a consignment gallery, is your best bet for a successful and pleasant experience. Pickup and delivery are available. Stevens, a consignment gallery, 2701 Cerrillos Road, 471-0802. Open daily from 10 to 5.
City of Santa Fe, looking for something really different?
And now for something completely different.
Santa Fe.
The Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show is headed to the Great Southwest.
Sunny Santa Fe would be nice.
That's right. Your favorite progressive players are bound for New Mexico.
I am New Mexico.
On August 6th, the Lenzic Theater in Santa Fe will welcome the ultimate trio grand. John Fugelsang, Aisha Tyler,
yummy,
and Mamacita herself, Stephanie Miller.
What do you think of that, folks?
That's incredible.
Tickets are available online at lensic.org by calling 505-988-1234 or by visiting the Lensic Theater box office. That's the Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal Show at the Lensic Theater in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I needed a ride to New Mexico!
Santa Fe, prepare yourself for true liberal enchantment.
Talk 1260 KTRC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate. Today we are doing a live remote broadcast from 612 Garcia Street here on the historic east side of Santa Fe. I am here at this fabulous Las Placitas compound, which is a six-home, single-family home compound that was conceived and built and is being constructed by the master builder and architect team of Doug McDowell and Jim Satzinger. These are the two professionals that we are delighted to have on the show right now. I want to welcome them and actually just give them a chance to say hello quickly, and then I'm going to go into sort of a series of questions, guys. So Doug and Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Ray. Good to be here.
Well, it's a delight to have you, and you know what? We all want the rain, so this is not a bad thing, and I think it's actually, we have a number of people that are already here. People are coming by. They're enjoying the food and the refreshments that are available, listening to the commentary, taking a tour of this, talking to Kevin Bobowski and Marilyn Foss. So it's going to be a great afternoon, I can tell you that, all right?
Absolutely. We're ready for the rain no matter when.
Well, let me start out by sort of going from the global, and then we'll go down specific. You guys are partners. Talk for a moment about when you partnered up to do these kinds of projects and what inspired you to actually build this particular development. Jim?
I moved back to Santa Fe a little over 3 years ago. And having worked with Doug for the last 20 years on several projects, we were well familiar with each other's style and personality and shared a lot of clients in common. About 2 years ago, Doug asked me if I was interested in participating with him on the design of this new project in downtown Santa Fe. And so 2 years ago, summer of 2009, we began to work on the project together. It's really been a great 2 years, and our success is only beginning to show, particularly in this market. People are very excited about the project. We have a couple living in one of the homes. We have another one closed and being, design is being finalized. And this third home that we are sitting in is under contract, and we hope to close in the next week or so.
And Doug McDowell, the actual builder of the project here, how far along is this property that we're sitting in? When would it actually be done?
This property should be done probably in the next 3 to 4 months, mm-hmm. completely, with the landscaping and everything. Mm-hmm. I would think that would be an outside guess at the being completed.
And that's pretty amazing that, in this economy, in this environment, I will tell you as a real estate broker that it's extraordinary that people are buying, putting contracts on new construction. It's a delightful sign, and I think it's totally a credit to the vision that the two of you have in this particular project. Why don't we start out, Doug, by talking about some of the basic parameters of Las Placitas that you and Jim arrived at when you put the plan together.
Well, when you use the word vision, there are many visionaries out there, and difficult times tend to present visionaries and people with new ideas. And being in the construction business for the last 37 years and seeing what was happening to the market approximately 3-4 years ago and the corrections that were going on and the difficulties that our industry was going to face, we had a choice of sitting back, letting people go, stopping work, those types of things. And as a longtime builder with a family of workers who are really responsible for what you see here, our decision was to lean into the discomfort of those times and see what was the message. Uh-huh. And we really felt the message is that these are new times where people are paying attention to what they're putting into their homes, how they're spending their money, how they're living, the health of the products they're using, the sustainability, energy efficiency and those types of things.
Right.
And there was certainly not only a financial change and a change in the way construction and real estate was going to be handled, but there was a very cellular change in people's wants and needs and desires. And we felt that it was not just a time of bank problems, but really it was a time of financial, emotional, environmental, all different types of problems that combined together to create a change that asked for houses that would pay attention to things like this.
Well, and that's an amazing sort of way of characterizing it, because without dissing anyone else that's in the business, I don't know if every builder and architect approaches a project, a construction of a house, as thoroughly and as thoughtfully as you just described it, especially in these tough times. But I think it's probably a reason why, in fact, people are finding this compound, besides all the amenities that we're going to talk about in a minute, but find it as an attractive venue. Is that your view, and that's why you guys did it?
I hear you saying it, and it certainly makes sense to
mm-hmm.
me. It never does good to diss anybody else's
no.
work. We pride ourselves in the quality of our work and the responsible way we go about doing it and paying attention to the products we use.
Uh-huh.
And it's not an attempt to do something better than another specific builder. It's just a way to do things better.
Right. Well, and obviously the product here is demonstrating that. Jim, let's go back for a moment. You are the architect who came up with the concept. Talk about some of the things that motivated you towards the end product that we're looking at today.
Doug bought this subdivision after it had already been created.
Uh-huh.
And one of the first challenges that I faced with Doug was to look at the various lot configurations here and try to make the most of what was on paper, and then to where we needed to move some property lines and realign roads to more effectively do the designs that we wanted to happen.
You make it sound so easy.
Yeah, well, it looks easy now, doesn't it? The first thing that I wanted to do, and Doug agreed completely, was to create outdoor living spaces on the south and east corners of each lot so that we would have good morning sun and good solar gain through most of the year, as well as shelter from the west winds. And there's nothing in Santa Fe like an outdoor living space that extends the seasons, the shoulder seasons, as we call them, so that you can live indoors and outdoors for 9 months out of the year rather than 6 months out of the year.
Right.
The next thing we did, after determining that we needed to do these outdoor living spaces, in most cases created an entry courtyard as well, so that there's a feeling when you arrive at each home that you come from the street into an entry courtyard, then into the house, and then finally into the main outdoor living area, which is in the rear of the home.
Uh-huh.
From that point, we looked at building materials and decided that we would try Faswall, which is an American product that's very similar to Durasol, that is a Canadian product, and both of them originally came from an Austrian design after World War II.
But what specifically is that product?
Faswall is a recycled content insulated concrete form. It's 12 inches wide, and it lays up like a concrete masonry unit. It has integral insulation, and it's made out of recycled oak shipping pallet.
Mm-hmm. So that became sort of the foundation for the structure itself. I'll tell you what, Gino Thompson, my producer, I'm looking at the clock. Let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. When we come back, we're going to continue the conversation about this particular element, the actual structure, but I also want to talk a lot about the green elements associated with this property, which I think is what makes it really stand out. So I have the master builder and architect team of Doug McDowell and Jim Setzinger with me here on All Things Real Estate. Let's take a break here. We'll be back in a minute.
The This is Ray Post with Sotheby's International Realty, and I want to tell you about the very special Canyon Ridge community located in Chama, New Mexico. Situated on nearly 6,000 acres with breathtaking mountain views, Canyon Ridge ownership is limited to only 81 ranch home sites, ranging in size from 10 to 60 acres. Home to a staggering abundance of wildlife, each home site offers access to recreational options including fishing, hiking, and mountain biking, as well as equestrian facilities. Committed to the preservation of habitat and wildlife, approximately 4,000 acres of Canyon Ridge has been placed in permanent conservation. Featuring award-winning designs and amenities, Canyon Ridge homes will be sited and constructed with an eye towards minimizing environmental impact while incorporating native materials to complement the natural surroundings. For more information about Canyon Ridge, please go to discovercanyonridge.com or call me, Ray Post, at 505-989-8900. That's 505-989-8900, and discover New Mexico's most exciting ranch home community.
Want to know how to build your dream home? First, lay the foundation. We're not talking slab or bearing wall basement, but finances and credit. Learn the basics of good budgeting and stick with them. Be responsible, pay bills on time, don't overextend yourself or mistake plastic for cash. When you start that way, owning your own home can only make your situation better. But if you simply want a home and don't first make sure you're ready for the responsibility, you might be doing yourself more harm than good. So where can you go to find out if you're ready? The Home Loan Learning Center. And everyone can get there because it's online at homeloanlearningcenter.com. It's free and brought to you as a public service by the Mortgage Bankers Association. There you'll find online tools and calculators, experts to answer your questions, stories of people a lot like you, plus simple explanations of the types of home loans available and why one is best for your situation. Lay the foundation for a lifetime of successful home ownership. Visit homeloanlearningcenter.com.
Santa Fe's News Talk Leader, Talk 1260, KTRC.
Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Sotheby's International Realty, Ray Post.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate, which is heard on 1260 KTRC as well as on the internet on SantaFe.com. Today I am doing a live remote broadcast from 612 Garcia Street, the I think famous Las Placitas compound. It certainly is gaining notoriety throughout the community. And I am actually continuing my conversation with the master builder and architect team of Doug McDowell and Jim Setzinger. Gentlemen, in the last segment we were talking about some of the fundamentals associated with the structure itself and your vision, what you brought to the table. Let's drill down right now. And, Doug, I'd like to ask you, maybe Jim will ask you because I have a second question for Doug. The constituency, those buyers that would be interested in Las Placitas, this six single-family home community, who are they?
Well, we thought from the beginning that as we age, people of our generation are going to want a simpler lifestyle. Most of their children have moved out. They've come to Santa Fe, or they are Santa Fe residents that want to downsize, want a simpler, easier to live in home, and want to be able to travel without worrying about their home. And this project is really designed for people very much like us. And the way we will be living in the next 5 to 10 years.
Well, so that's a group of people who I think enjoy all of the amenities that Santa Fe has to offer, and the availability being so close, as you said, Jim, being able to walk to it, I think that that's a philosophy that a lot of people are embracing these days. Don't use the car, don't add to the carbon footprint, enjoy the community you live in. So you guys are hitting the ball out of the park on that one. Doug McDowell, the master builder of this complex here, you gave me two words that really helped sort of set up some of the features and the amenities that you've put into Las Placitas, and that's responsible construction. So what's that all about?
That's correct. You know, green has gotten so out of hand now, and it's a great thing to strive for, but certainly we can all see when we go in to buy products that it's gotten to the point now that just a green leaf on a package might connotate that it's a green product even when it's not.
Sure.
So the important thing for us is, and what we refer to as responsible construction, is to really look at each and every product that goes into a house, starting from the bottom, ending at the top, looking at the finishes and all those products. And evaluating them not just from a point of green, but also from a point of where are they made, how are they made, the corporation or the company that manufactures them, what's their commitment to their environment, what's their commitment to their people, what's their commitment to their product. Are they being paid a fair wage? Are they treating the environment well where they're mining maybe the raw materials that are used to make it? So what's the story? Mm-hmm. Really, what is the story of the product? And does the story of the product normally fit into the green aspect of what people are looking for, but also the ethical and responsible way to go about thinking about consumption? And so people are looking at that nationwide, if not internationally right now, and so we're trying to do that as well. As we look at each product, we evaluate if it's a responsible product and it treats people well across the board. If it does, we decide to use it. And so each, as you look around this house, we could pick each thing, and it all has a story, which means the house has a story. The house is responsible.
Well, that philosophy, I think, is going to resonate with a lot of people. I suspect the problem is, and of course, I'm a real estate broker, you're a builder, Jim's an architect, we're in the trade, so we know a lot of the evolution of green in particular. I think most consumers, they know it's good. They're not sure why. They know that maybe it saves them money and it helps with the carbon footprint and all that. But I think beyond that, you're educating consumers about all the features here, and what it means to them on a day-to-day basis is really what your challenge is, right?
Absolutely. And one of the main thrusts of LEED, which is Leadership in Energy and Environmental Design, is education. Uh-huh. And education is important in everything, but we spend a lot of time educating the buyers, educating our workers, educating ourselves in knowing what these products are, how they make a difference, why they make a difference, and what are the benefits of them. When these houses are finished, the homeowners and ourselves spend a lot of time getting educated with the house, knowing how to take care of the house, those type of things. But learning what green is and learning what responsible construction is or sustainable construction, it requires a bit of education, which means it requires a person to become engaged in the process.
Now, everyone has heard of LEED certification. Most people don't know what it means, but they know it's good. So, Jim, why don't you give a little tutorial for 2 minutes about the fact, first of all, what LEED is, and Doug alluded to it, but what it means, and then also why this property is going to be LEED certified. What qualifies that?
Well, a couple of years ago, I started taking courses from the United States Green Building Council and their subsidiary, Green Building Certification Institute, in order that I could become a LEED accredited professional, which means that I have studied the various aspects in the LEED building design and building requirements. And those requirements start with site, responsible use of site, building site, responsible use of water, responsible use of energy, use of recycled and reclaimed building products, cooling and heating systems, and use of non-toxic finishes.
Uh-huh.
I've probably forgotten some things, but I think I've got the majority of them. We decided that we would go for LEED certification on these buildings because it was important for us to push the ball forward another bit as we're both 60 years old and we've had a lot of experience in the business. Another challenge.
Mr. McDowell looked at you for a moment there when you called out his age. Maybe he didn't want that to be known.
He looks young, but I look every bit of my age. I'm almost 61.
And, of course, we're videotaping this today, so people will be able to see this later on.
Right. Yeah. Do we look 60?
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry, Jim.
Anyway, as a rating system, LEED has really helped bring a lot more people involved in green building than without LEED. However, it's not just the parts and compliance with the individual points of LEED that really matter. It's taking the products that Doug had mentioned, and whether it's fly ash concrete or FASWALL wall construction or blown-in insulation or some of the other things we're doing with the building envelope, and really coordinating the whole thing into a complete sustainable envelope with the most energy efficient systems we can think of and the most non-toxic products that we can use.
Mm-hmm. Excellent summary. Thank you, Jim. Doug, I've got about a minute left before I need to go into a different segment, so why don't you, for the benefit of the listeners, and I know solar is a big element of the construction project here, but why don't you frame in 60 seconds what Las Placitas is all about from your standpoint as the builder?
Well, from the solar aspect, we have solar domestic hot water systems, which people are fairly familiar with. We also have a 3.4 to 4 kilowatt photovoltaic electric system on each house, which should deliver all, if not more, than the electricity needs of each home. And there's many ways that we work with those as well. The universal design of the homes makes the comfort of the homes one of the major thrusts of the home as well, in that people of all challenges or no challenges are comfortable within the home and can maneuver through the home no matter what changes their life may take. So in thinking about Las Placitas and what I was trying to do with Las Placitas and its conception was to design a product that would appeal to people not from outside of Santa Fe who are moving here, but also to native Santa Feans who wanted to stay here and that had a house that maybe they couldn't live within because it had its challenges of its own or was too big because their children had grown up and gone to college and what have you, but they had made the life decision to stay here in Santa Fe. So what we want to offer here is comfort, sustainability, ease of getting around town. There's a cliche now called walking is the new driving, better is the new bigger,
right.
Things like that. And we're appealing to that, where people really can enjoy what Santa Fe is. We've been here for close to 40 years. We're not natives, but certainly Santa Fe has as much to offer, if not more so, than it did when we first moved here.
Well, I would trademark that. Better is the new bigger. If you don't have the paperwork in on that, I'm going to steal it from you immediately because that's a great phrase. Anyway, this is the master builder and architect team of Doug McDowell and Jim Satzinger. Gentlemen, I'm going to maybe have you come back at the end of the show for a couple of seconds to sort of talk about it. So thank you for being with us right now on All Things Real Estate. And I'd like to invite back Mr. Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for being on the show. Again, as we wait for Ron to get here, I want to take a moment to tell you about Santa Fe's own Westgate Properties, which specializes in the management of multi-tenant commercial properties and homeowner associations. Westgate Properties has the goal of promoting community through highly responsive management and with the aim that quality of life and work and the value of their clients' investment is improved. For more information, call Tom Simon of Westgate Properties at 995-3134 and learn more about the services of this well-regarded commercial property and homeowner association management company. Again, I invite you to come on down here to 612 Garcia Street, the fabulous Las Placitas compound. Actually meet with the builder, meet with the architect, meet with the two co-listing brokers, Marilyn Foss and Kevin Bobowski, and also meet with Mr. Ron Blessy of Homebuyers Mortgage. Ron, that was a great segment, the two gentlemen talking about this Las Placitas compound. I asked you in our sort of make-believe green room here on the remote site, from a mortgage standpoint, are there any issues associated with buying green property that is factoring into what banks and lenders are looking at these days?
There aren't any specialty programs per se. However, certainly from a valuation standpoint, appraisal standpoint, collateral, et cetera, lenders will be thrilled at the attention to detail and all of the sustainable aspects of this property, which just makes it, you know, head and shoulders above most of what we see out there, conventional buildings, that type of thing.
So from your standpoint, and again, we're all in the business of trying to motivate buyers, this kind of property that offers the amenities, the state-of-the-art green aspects, it helps you as a mortgage broker. It obviously helps us as real estate brokers. So you are sort of finding happy campers through the process who buy a property
Absolutely.
Like this, right?
Absolutely, because this you know, all of the features that this house has and all the houses that they're building here are just absolute state-of-the-art features. And how great would it be to live in a house where you don't have an electric bill, you know, you don't have to pay to heat your hot water, and you have all these sustainable products being used here that help the environment. It's just a win-win all the way around.
Ron, you started out the show talking about what people should do when they get into the process of selecting a mortgage broker to partner with, and you gave some very, very good sort of criteria that people should apply. Are you discovering now that we're sort of in this post-2008 period with the meltdown that people are, in fact, applying those kind of criteria much more thoroughly than they did pre-2008?
You're talking about buyers?
Yes, buyers. I'm sorry.
Yes, absolutely. But I think just through attrition, there's so few of us left that are doing this that the public can be assured that whoever they deal with is going to be proficient and licensed. Certainly people are going out there seeking out whatever available sources there are for mortgages.
Yeah. Well, this is Ron Brussey, the broker owner with Home Buyers Mortgage. Again, Ron is a regular contributor on all things real estate. Ron, thanks so much for being here today, as always.
Thank you.
And you're going to be here for a while. There are a lot of people coming through, and they're making their way through the rain, so we invite you to come on down here and meet with Mr. Ron Blessy and others, of course, at 612 Garcia Street, the Las Placitas compound. Gino Thompson, my producer. Let's take a break here on All Things Real Estate. We will be back with our famous Open House of the Week segment, so stay tuned.
Hi, it's Ray Post of Sotheby's International Realty and host of All Things Real Estate, heard every Sunday at noon on Talk 1260, KTRC. If you want to buy or sell real estate and need a good partner to help you through the process, then call me, Ray Post, at 989-8900. That's 989-8900. Or you can email me at rpost@atreradio.com. That's rpost@atreradio.com, and I'll answer all of your real estate questions.
Have you experienced a recent significant emotional loss? Or are you concerned about a friend or loved one who's struggling with grief? The Grief Recovery Institute at grief.net can help. For 30 years, we've helped people move beyond the pain caused by death, divorce, and 40 other experiences which cause grief. Time doesn't heal emotional wounds. Actions do. Visit grief.net, where you will find articles, books, and videos about the actions of grief recovery.
There are important reasons why you choose your realtor, lender, and other real estate professionals. There are important reasons why you should be discriminating in your choice of title companies, too. The top recommendation? Fidelity National Title Insurance Company. Fidelity National is the nation's giant of title insurers with a personal Santa Fe approach. Our services are customized to meet the particular needs of each and every person and each and every property. With Fidelity, your transaction runs smooth and safe with no surprises. Choose experienced knowledge professionals to assist you with your real estate questions and transaction needs. Call your friends at Team Fidelity at 505-995-8800 or email us at our free and confidential question and customer service department, Santa Fe at FNF.com. Choose wisely. Choose Fidelity. You'll appreciate the difference. Santa Fe's Progressive Talk, 1260 KTRC.
Okay, welcome back to All Things Real Estate, heard on 1260 KTRC as well as the Internet on SantaFe.com. I welcome you back to a live remote broadcast that we are doing today from 612 Garcia Street, growing in fame Las Placitas compound, the six single-family home compound that the master builder team of Doug McDowell and Jim Satzinger have conceived of and are in the process of constructing. And my colleagues, Marilyn Foss and Kevin Bobalski, are marketing and selling successfully to you out there in the public. We invite you to come by and take a tour of this facility, meet all of these very, very important people that are part of this project today, enjoy some refreshments, and, you know, sort of enjoy the rain being trickling around this beautiful property. Anyway, guys, by the sound of that music, you know that we have reached our Open House of the Week segment, which is always brought to us by our friends, the professionals at Wynn Home Inspections. I'm welcoming back Marilyn Foss and Kevin Bobowski, my broker colleagues at Sotheby's International Realty. Guys, for a minute, talk about what the listeners are going to see when they come here today. And you're going to be here, by the way, Marilyn, until 3 o'clock, right?
We'll probably be here longer.
Okay.
I would, you know, as long as we have people here, we will be here.
Yeah. Well, you might as well, right?
Yeah.
I mean, there's people coming in, and so the rain is not deterring attendance by any means. So when they arrive here in Maryland, they're going to be able to see what?
Well, they're going to be able to see the entire compound, which each home has a high degree of privacy. And if you peek in the home next door, you can see the beautifully landscaped courtyard. These homes are finished completely landscaped. And the other thing, since it's raining, one interesting aspect is that the rain is harvested, and we have cisterns, and we have one sitting right here out in the yard that hasn't been buried yet. So you can see that, which is highly interesting. And we're just excited for people to come and be educated about green buildings.
Well, and it's also a great building site. I mean, one of the things about Doug's building sites is that they're so organized and so clean that you can walk through them, and everything is recycled here. And there's a solar generator, and building with this kind of mindset is just amazing to me.
It's
a clean, it's a lovely way, and you can see the process in the process. So if you're interested in building your own solar home, just mm-hmm. or LEED certified home, coming by, getting ideas, and just taking a look, it's worth it. Because not many people do this, and this is a great opportunity to meet Doug McDowell, who is a premier builder, and Jim Satzinger, who are both incredibly hip on the green thing.
Absolutely, and we're just for the benefit of the listeners, we're actually running our power off of that solar generator out there, which is a fabulous way of doing it. And even on a rainy day today, it stores the power, so it's used for hours and hours and hours. Marilyn, I had the opportunity to actually visit the home next door that you sold, that's being occupied by two lovely owners, and I was able to see the finished product, which is extraordinary. Why don't you, from your broker eyes, talk about that? You've got some posters up here today for people to take a look at to get a vision of what this is.
Yes, Ray, we have several photographs that we've blown up from the interior of that home, and what you're going to see are beautifully beam ceilings that are stained with natural materials. You're going to see large plaster walls that are great for displaying art, very wide hallways, wonderful LEED lighting.
Natural mud plaster on all the walls.
Right. And then you're going to be able to see how the indoor-outdoor living concept, because there are huge windows and doors that open to outside landscape courtyards. The space is very open. It's completely one level.
I think the one thing that is striking to me is on a cloudy day like today is that the light still is pretty significant coming into this property.
You don't even need any artificial light.
I don't think so.
Right.
No.
There's lots of clear story windows.
Great wall space for art, by the way. A lot of people need art space,
mm-hmm.
and somehow Doug has given us wonderful natural light,
mm-hmm.
indoor-outdoor living, and plenty of wall space, which
now, Kevin,
fine art is loved in Santa Fe.
Well, it is, and that's a very nice amenity for people, too. And they thought about that. Yes, Marilyn, go ahead.
There's just one thing I want to say. The east side is notorious for not having garages. Well, we have double-car garages on every one of these six homes.
Wow. That is an amazing amenity that is welcomed by everybody in this community.
It's a great amenity. Plus, you can charge your electric car in the garage. It's built in already.
Isn't that amazing? Well, now everybody has to buy an electric car to actually be with this property,
right.
Which is not a bad way to go. Kevin, from your standpoint, again, you have two- and three-bedroom design properties here.
Yes.
And there's some customization that people can do for those remaining two or three sites, right?
Absolutely. Doug will sit with you and modify any of the plans. A lot of them have potential for casitas if somebody needs a separate guest house. But two or three bedrooms, three to three and a half baths are typical. And again, they're sited so there's great privacy, great airspace, and a lot of southern exposure. And like I say, Marilyn and I have been selling on the east side for probably 50 years together. And this was the first
combined. Combined.
Combined, yes. But, I mean, that's a long time. And Doug's been around, too. And So in seeing what the need is, and we love the East Side. This is our favorite part of town.
It's a beautiful part.
To see this implemented this way with two-car garages on single-family lots and not squeezed into condos is a really cool thing.
Yeah.
And I think that the East Side is so special because you can walk to everything. You have the big trees, all the histories here. And it's just a delight to be here and to have all of the amenities and of new construction and two-car garages and green building has made this just a natural success.
It has, and I don't know if we've really talked about it, and I don't know if you guys want to get into it, but per square foot, the price points on these properties is pretty amazing in my view. Don't you agree?
Amazing in what way?
Amazing good.
Yes, yes.
It's a wonderful value.
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Well, the thing is, it's quality construction, and they're selling very well. But the thing is, what you're getting here, you can't find anywhere else on the East Side now.
Yeah.
Not at all.
So there's
nowhere
one-stop shop. Because people love the old East Side houses, but oftentimes they're kind of leaky, they're not efficient, and they don't have garage space. And those are things that become important to people, particularly as they get older.
Well, we want to invite you to come on over here to 612 Garcia Street and take a look at what Kevin and Marilyn have been talking about. And there are quite a few people here already. Mr. McDowell, the master builder, is actually talking to some folks, so we don't want to interrupt him. I'm just going to have him come on the end of the show, but let's let him do his thing, because if it helps with the sale, Marilyn, that's more important, right?
Absolutely.
So why don't we, with that in mind, let's we've got about another 3 or 4 minutes before the show concludes. Marilyn, continue on with sort of the interior of the property. What makes it special to you?
Well, I just want to say one other thing, Ray, and that is the location here. Being on the East Side, people always want to be walking distance to Canyon Road and to downtown and to be able to walk on beautiful tree-lined streets. And this location has that. We're just right up the street from the intersection of Acequia Madre and Garcia, where our downtown subscription is, a favorite local hangout. So we're extremely well located within the East Side for walking. You can walk to Connie's grocery store, and that's one of the things that draws people to the East Side, besides all the character and natural beauty.
Sure. And that's also a green thing to be walking. I mean, so many people, unfortunately, drive their SUVs to the gym, get on the Stairmaster, do their exercise, and then drive back home.
Right.
And here, if you integrate your walking, you can actually walk to Connie's and carry your bags, which is a great workout. It's just smart thinking, and you feel better. It's nice to be able to walk into town and not have to worry about parking.
Yeah.
So the walking aspect is all part of the green aspect, which is all part of the East Side Fabulous aspect.
Right.
That's why I think they're doing so well.
I've got about a minute and a half to go before the show actually ends. It always goes too quickly. So, Marilyn, starting with you, let's sort of summarize again what Las Positas is all about, what people can see when they come here today for your open house.
Well, I think what we're excited for people to see are the different aspects of green building that are apparent here that will not be apparent once the walls are stuccoed and plastered. You can see the Foswell bricks, and you can see the cistern. You can see the boulders. You can just see how it all comes together. We'd love to tell you about the thermal envelope, about the cool roof. There's just so many stories to tell here. The walls are insulated, and Doug and Jim can explain this better than I, with newspaper material.
Recycled.
And that's cotton material. And the ceilings are insulated with newspaper. There's just a lot of fascinating aspects to this project.
And Kevin, you alluded to the East Side, that you don't find these kind of structures. I would argue that it's difficult to find something as complete from a green standpoint just about anywhere in Santa Fe that's new construction.
That's true. That's absolutely true. And that's what makes it extra special to integrate this kind of a community inside a historic, proven community. It just makes it all the better. And, again, that allows us for the walking aspect, which the outlying areas can't offer.
Well, I want to thank Marilyn Foss, and I want to thank Kevin Bobolski, the co-listing brokers for this terrific open house. I invite you to come on down here to 612 Garcia Street, right off of Acequia Madre. Take a tour of this very special six-home compound. Thanks to Doug McDowell and Jim Satzinger for offering some very interesting information today, and to Ron Blessy for his always compelling mortgage commentary. Gino Thompson, my producer, and Braden and Tyler, my technicians, as well as Kate, Debbie, and John at Sotheby's International Realty. Thank you for giving our
loyal listeners a very excellent show today. Thank you for tuning into the program. Please join me next Sunday for a remote broadcast from 275 Circle Drive. So until next Sunday at noon right here on Talk 1260 KTRC, I wish you good luck and fortune in all things real estate.
News and progressive talk for Santa Fe. Talk 1260, KTRC AM, Santa Fe.
If you smoke, take it outside. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
CNN Radio, I'm Michelle Wright. Leading our news, Congress and the Obama administration.